Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Toza. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Today we are reading from Psalms chapter 69 through 71. This is June 14th. Amen. We're 6 months into the year already. It's amazing how quickly time moves. I'm telling you, I'm truly amazed. And yet here we are. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name this morning, Lord God, as we humble ourselves in your presence. We thank you, Lord, because you are the living God. Nothing escapes you. You are our strong creator. You are in control of all things, and there is nothing that escapes you, and there is no power that is greater than that of yours. Oh, Lord God, we give you glory because you are the Almighty God, the all-seeing God, the all-knowing God, the omnipresent God. And we thank you, Lord God, because today you are our strength as in every other day. You are our strength. You are our provider. You are our healer, our great physician. You are the lifter of our heads on this morning. The Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle, and all vengeance, it belongs to you. Oh, Lord God, I thank you, Lord, that you will repay, Lord, the enemy that has come against our purpose, even on this morning. We thank you, Lord God. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered from his presence, even right now. Lord, everything that has come against our purpose has come against you, and it is your enemy, because you are the one that purposed us in the earth with a destiny, amen, and with greatness. And the enemy is trying to do everything that he can to keep us, to thwart our purpose, to keep us from going forward in our destiny and in our purpose. But we give glory to you, O God, because you are our deliverance on today. You are our way maker on today. You are healing us and restoring us and reviving us and renewing us and regenerating us. You, O God, you are God, and there is no other. There's no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved but Jesus. Oh, Jesus, you are our healer on today, our deliverer, our great salvation. Oh, God, and we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise, oh, God. Oh, Lord, because every enemy that has come against us is already defeated. And we give honor and glory to you, O God, for every breakthrough that has been formed in the atmosphere and that is now in the earth realm and about to overtake us. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the move, the mighty move of your hand. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my hallelujah belongs to you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. I give you glory and I give you praise, Lord God, as we humble ourselves before you and the reading of your word, Lord God, lifting up every soul, Lord God, that is listening even right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I lift up every care and every need that they have before you, oh, God. Some, Lord God, feeling desperate, Lord God, and desperately needing an answer, a word from God Almighty, because everything else has failed them. Oh, Lord, but we know that you are faithful. You are faithful, and there is no error in you at all. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our God. You are our God, and there is no other, and we will not bow to another. Oh, Lord God, we humble ourselves under your mighty presence, Lord, that you might make us whole and entire. Lord God, that you might shape us and mold us and show us and teach us, Lord God, and reveal to us the ways of your salvation, that we might walk thereby. Oh, Lord God, let obedience be in our mouth and in our step, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Let our fruits be worthy, oh, Lord God, of your righteousness and of your truth.
recognizing, Lord God, that there is no righteousness in our flesh, but we are righteousness in Christ. Oh, Lord God, you make us righteous, not because of anything that we have done or anything that we have on our own. It is you and you alone, oh, God, and we humble ourselves before you, and we give you glory on this morning. Lord God, open your word before us, even as we read on today. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we go forth in the psalm, we're asking, Lord God, that you move. Oh, Lord, that you give us knowledge, that you give us wisdom, that you give us understanding of your word, and that you send forth revelation, Lord, directly from your throne into our spirits, Lord God, into our minds, our souls. Lord God, even right now in the name of Jesus, calls us to understand that we might walk thereby. Oh, Lord God, you said with all that getting, get understanding. Oh, Lord God, that is why we're before you on today, that we might get understanding as we read your word. Oh, Lord God, bless us, heal us, and deliver us on today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Glory to God. I'm reading from Psalm 69 through 71 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I have come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary with my crying. My throat is dry. My eyes fail while I wait for my God. Those who hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. They are mighty who would destroy me, being my enemies wrongfully. Though I have stolen nothing, I still must restore it. Oh, God, you know my foolishness, and my sins are not hidden from you. Let not those who wait for you, oh, Lord God of hosts, be ashamed because of me. Let not those who seek you be confounded because of me, oh, God of Israel. I have borne reproach. Shame has covered my face. I have become a stranger to my brothers and an alien to my mother's children. Because zeal for your house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that became my reproach. I also made sackcloth my garment. I became a byword to them. Those who sit in the gate speak against me, and I am the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord, in the accepted time, O God, in the multitude of your mercy. Hear me in the truth of your salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from those who hate me, and out of the deep waters, let not the flood water overflow me, nor let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut its mouth on me. Hear me, O Lord, for your loving kindness is good. Turn to me according to the multitude of your tender mercies, and do not hide your face from your servant. For I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw near to my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of my enemies. You know my reproach, my shame, and my dishonor. My adversaries are all before you. Reproach has broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. I look for someone to take pity, but there is none, and for comforters, but I found none. They also gave me gall for my food, and for my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, and their well-being a trap. Let their eyes be darkened so that they do not see, and make their loins shake continually. Pour out your indignation upon them, and let your wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their dwelling place be desolate. Let no one live in their tents, for they persecute the ones you have struck, and talk of the grief of those who you have wounded. Add iniquity to their iniquity, and let them not come into your righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let your salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This all pleased the Lord better than an ox or bull, which has horns and hooves. The humble shall see this and be glad, and you who seek God, your hearts shall live. For the Lord hears the poor and does not despise his prisoners. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and forever that moves in them, and everything that moves in them. For God will save Zion and build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and possess it. Also the descendants of his servants shall inherit it, and those who love his name shall dwell in it. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be astounded who seek my life. Let them be turned back and confused who desire my hurt. Let them be turned back because of their shame who say, aha, aha. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And let those who love your salvation say continually, let God be magnified. For I am poor and needy. Make haste to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my strong refuge to which I may resort continually. You have given the commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For you are my hope, O Lord God. You are from my youth. By you I have been upheld from birth. You are he who took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall continually be of you. I have become as a wonder to many, but you are my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Do not forsake me when my strength fails, for my enemies speak against me, and those who lie in wait for my life take counsel together, saying God has forsaken him. Pursue and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, do not be far from me. O my God, make haste to help me. Let them be confounded and consumed who are adversaries of my life. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor who seek to hurt me. But I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and your salvation all the day. For I do not know their limits. I go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness, of yours only. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come. Also your righteousness, O God, is very high. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you? You who have shown me great and severe troubles shall revive me again and bring me up again from the depths of the earth. You shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Also with the lute I will praise you and your faithfulness, O my God. To you I will sing with the harp, O Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing to you, and my soul, which you have redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of your righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought to shame who seek to hurt me. I have read and you have heard from Psalm 69 through 71 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, God, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. name. I hope you will continue to join me as we continue in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.